Okay, now I'm on. Okay, I can't answer. Okay, today's daf is from Metziyah Daf Kuf Gimel. I guess we're a little more than 2 weeks away from the Siyum. Well, not really Siyum. It depends if you hold it. It's all one Masechta or three Masechtas. So we are on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, eight lines to the bottom, or maybe more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9 lines to the bottom from Bomine. So the Gemara is going to ask a couple more. We're dealing with the concept of Schirus. So the Gemara is going to ask another suffix, Vagabe Schirus. Bomine Me Rabbi Yanai. They asked, the Chachamim asked Rabbi Yanai, Socher Omer Nasati, Umaskir Omalona Talti, Amil Haviraya. The renter says, I paid you. I paid you what I owed you for the rental. And the owner says, no, you didn't. I never got the money. You didn't give me the money. So who has to bring a raya from whom in order to prove his side? So the Gemara says, wait, what's the case? Amos, what time period are we talking about? If the socher, the renter, says that he repaid what he owed during the time of the rental, meaning before the rent was due. You know what? Basically say there's a machlokas in Bava Basra, and hey, we'll get to that, I guess, in 3 weeks, about whether a person pays back his loans on time. So chazaka, most people don't pay back during the time period. You know, they don't prepay your loan. Your mortgage is due the 31st, usually you make the payment on the 31st, not merely making it on the 15th. So, Amos, Ibit Tokzamano, if we're talking about Tokzamano, and Rashi says that Schirus is only Mishtalim at the end, meaning at the last day of the year. So if we're talking about any time till the last day of the year, the Rambam quotes that it's talking about any time. You break it up by month, so it's any time during the month. Tanino, that's it. We already know that didn't befeirish in the Mishnah. Ila achrasmano, and if we're talking about a case where it's after the time that it's due, also tanina. It's also learned in the Mishnah. What Mishnah they bring down? A Mishnah of Bechoros. Tosfos brings down also. They ask why they're comparing this to Bechoros. So the Tanan, learning the Mishnah of Bechoros by Pidgin Aben, you have to do it on the 30th day, right? So the Gemara says, Mesa ab is sok shlo shimyon. The Mishnah says, if the father died before the 30-day period is up, the chazaka is that the son was not nifta, and I guess somebody else has to be pulled to him, or if it doesn't happen until the son's older, he has to be pulled to himself. Until someone brings a raya that the father actually was pulled to the son during that time period, because most people don't pay up there, they don't prepay. If the father died after day 30, it's on the chazaka that he was pulled to. Until Rashi says the shchenim, the neighbor, not other kohanim. But because one coin can't say you didn't pay me, because you can always say you paid another coin. But until the neighbors come around and say, you know what, there was no pigeon haben. So you see from here, that's first in the Mishnah, that betochazman vaday, a person is not poreya his chov. But achazman vaday is poreya his chov. So then over here also, if it's before the zman, he didn't, then the raya has to be brought by the renter. If it's after the zman, the raya should be brought by the owner. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, we're talking about a case. What's the case talking about? Biyomad shalim zimne, on the final day, on day 30, or pigeon event, I guess it's day 31. It says, right, it's in the Ardei Hashem and Shinhei. It talks about after 30 days, he used to do it on day 31. That is a tshuva from Moshe, I think, that talks about if the invitations went out to do it on Wednesday, which is day 30. So he says, okay, what you do is just delay till after it gets dark, and then you can count that and do it at night in order to avoid embarrassment. No one would make that psak today. No one has the guts to make a psak like that today. Because lo tzricha b'yom d'mashalim zimne, on the day that the schiris went up. Mi abid inish the par b'yom d'mashalim zimne. Hello, do people pay up on the date, on the due date, or they always wait till the day after? So amr lehu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Tanitua, it's a Mishnah. We already have this in Mishnah. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. What's the case? Sachir bizmano. Talking about a sachir. Sachir is a worker, a laborer. So the laborer is toveya from the balabais his wages bizmano at the time that the chiyuv is chal. So nishba, he has to swear. Usually, you know, it's nishba v'niftar. Here we say nishba v'notel. It's one of the nishbas v'notel. He has to swear v'notel and take his wages. We say sachir hu deramum. It's only Dafka in this case by the Sachir that he's Tovei from the Balabai, so the Chachamim say that the Shvuah should go on to the Sachir, because it's possible that the Balabai is very busy and he thinks he paid, but he really didn't. And if we make him swear, with the possibility, Shvuah Hesnes over here, we have a possibility of him swearing falsely. We want to avoid that. Mishum the Balabai is Tarib Po'alav. Aval, however, in a place where there's no Chash that the Balabai is going to make a mistake. Aval Hacha, where the Toveya is the maskir, the renter, the owner is doing Toveya the money from the renter. Socher Mehemon, then the socher is believed bishvua. He's believed in shvua. In other words, we don't say lahotzi. We say to keep it where it is. The shvua is not lahotzi. So to hear the soch only over there, do we say shvua lahotzi? But without a shvua lahotzi, remember that's also bismano. That's on the day that it's due. We say only over there. We say that it's nishba v'noto. In our case, it's nishba and you keep it. So that would be that the socher takes the shvua and he's believed. The Tosos asked. It's Tosos. Where's that? The Tosos on the bottom. Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We mentioned the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Hey says there's a machlokus that's brought down there, and Abaye holds Abed Inish Tepar Begoz Zimni. So he says over there, people do pay up on time, according to Abaye. Sometimes they pay on time, right? So the Gemara says, right? The Tosos says, Im Tomer Abaye, according to Abaye, the Amr Perka Shuftim Abed Inish Tepar Begoz Zimni, and my Havi Becheska Shlo Nifte. Why we're saying here it's a chazaka that he did it, that by the pigeon Haben he didn't pay up. Is a monetary obligation, just like he could have paid up in Bava Basra, maybe he could have paid up by the pigeon of Ben. So he says, Yesh Lomer, Dehasam HaBetayimah Kehechid L'Litardon. Over there, the reason why Abaye says that people may pay in advance is because they don't want to be hacked. They don't want the guy that keeps, you owe me money. But Halo Shayach B'Pidjan HaBen, Sheyoko Litin L'Ezek Kohen Sheyirtzeh. There's no particular individual can come and bother him and say, you have to pay me. Because he can say, don't bother me, I'm going to pay the other Kohen. So it's a concept of Tirdon. He says Aval Kasha. He's told to ask another question. To Im Kain, Heichi Maisi Hachamine Raya L'Socher. How can you bring the Raya from Pidjon Haben to the Socher? Why? Because by Socher the Shayach Taima the Lola Tirdon. By Socher we have this. The top, it's only one guy. By one guy who's going to say you owe me money. Socher is more like Malva. Pay me back my money. You owe me the money. Pay me back. And by Pidjon Haben we said there is no the Tirdon because it's not one guy. So why are you comparing? Our case of Socher to Pidjon Haben? One has Tirdon, one doesn't. Compare Socha to Malveh, which does both has Tirdon. According to Abaye, the Raya would be that you do pay on time. Right? So the Imkain Heichamaisi Hachamine Raya, the Socha, the Shayach Taima Tirdon. Eliyesh Lomar, he says, no, this is the answer. The Lahachi Havi Becheska Shalom Nipte, Lipi Sheyirish Sheyomos Habain, Oyis Alkul Hamos Tok Shloshim. The Chazakah, the similarity between Pidjon and Ben, say that's sorry for us. The similarity between Pidjon and Ben and between Socher is that the person doesn't want to prepay because the possibility exists that he will never have the chiyuv. Because by Pidjon HaBen it's possible that some will die before day 30, because it's a nefel. If it dies before day 30, there's no chiyuv. And by the Socher, he's worried that the house may fall down or something will happen, and he won't get full usage. So Tosa says, T'lachachi habi b'cheser shol nefel l'fisha yirish sheyomas habin o yis alkohol mo'os tosh loshem de'ein bano podwe k'da amarava. Even if he gives the money on day 15, and by day 30 the Kohen lost the money, then he has to give him money again. The socher is also worried to prepay. The house of the owner will fall down. And he'll kick the guy out. So the comparison according to Tosos is because you wouldn't prepay because you're worried that the prepayment would cause you a loss. If you prepay a loan, there's no loss. Okay, but it's really a machlokus in Bava Basra. I don't know why they only ask more than Abaye. I think we're passing over there that you said chazaka ain't adam peri chol potos mano. Okay, so that we answered that question. Next question: the Gemara brings the name of Rav Yochanan. Another din when it comes to the schiras. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Hay man de ogle beis lechabri l'asher shonin. Person rents his house to somebody. A rents his house to B for 10 years. Rashi explains, but they don't. But the kasev le shtara, and they wrote a shtar, but they didn't write in the shtar. Rashi says, look at the third Rashi on the Amud. It's like the fourth short line. The kasev le maski l'soch shtar she skira lo esr shanim. Below nitla b'shtar zman. There's no start date in the shtar. Ula achar zman, and after some time, balik ne bezin. They came from the bezin. The amar kvar darta b'chol mishanim. He already lived in my house for 5 years. Meaning there's 5 years left. The guy said, no, I only lived 3 years, so I have 7 years left. So the owner is believed. Why is he believed, Rashi says? Next Rashi, Mehemen, Balabayas, the karka becheskes baileo omedes, a kol dover sopek abalafaneinu. The chazaka is that the karka belongs to its owner, and any sopek. What does that mean? But he's not muksak now. The socher is muksak. And I don't understand what Rashi's saying. Right, but he's possessing it. So why believe him? Because he's in possession. I hear your point. I'm just saying that at the time period. So I'm still making sure. And still, it's yours. So you still have the muksak. So therefore, that's why you're believed. Okay, fine. Okay, good. So Amr Le Rav Achim Midifte Le Ravina. So Rav Datam Midifte says back to Ravina. El Me'ata. El Me'ata. If Rav Nachman is correct that the masker is believed, the masker is believed to say, well, that the masker is believed that the Socher already lived there for 5 years out of 10, then Ozvei Me'azuzu B'Shtara. Let's say a person borrows $100 with a shtar. The Amr Le, and then the Lovi comes to the Malve. Paratich Palga. I paid you half already. Hachinam Bidim Hemon. You should also be believed. Because you have a star, like, and you believe that I'm halfway done with my. I owe you 10 years. I owe you $100. You believe me that you lived there for 5 years. Believe me that you lived there. Gemara's gonna answer where you're spotting you, and believe me that I paid you back. So Gemara says, Amar Leih Hachi Hashta. What are you talking about? There's no comparison. Hasam Shtar LeGovainikai. The star by the loan is to collect. East of the Pari. If it's true that he paid some money, Ibarli LeMichtav Agave. You should have written something on the star that you paid back a certain amount. Inam Michtav LeTapra. Or write a receipt. Aval Hacha, when it comes to the schiras, when it comes to the rental, Amrle had the ksiv leishtara. The reason why I have the star, ki hekid lo techzak alei. Not proof that I can collect. It's in order to avoid you making a claim that you lived here for 3 years and you have a chazaka. You have a star. Shtarcha biyachal maboyi. You have a star to prove that it belongs to me. It's not like Govino. It's Laraya, so to speak. So there's no comparison between the two. So I have the star that says that it's not there that you owe me the karka. The star is there to tell me that I can prevent you from claiming that it's yours. So you believe me that you lived there for 5 years, because I'm the muhsak. But when it comes to the kesef, to the loan, I can't believe that you paid you back 50. Where's your receipt? Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, we're going to learn this, there's like four or five sheets how to explain this case. We'll learn it according to Rashi. So Amar Rav Nachman, Shoal Adam, a person can borrow from his friend, Bituvo La'olam. Basically, we'll look at Rashi. Shoal Adam, Bituvo La'olam. Imra Adam Kli L'chaveiro. He suddenly sees a utensil by his friend. But Amar, he says, Hashilini Bituvo. Let me borrow it Bituvo for its goodness. But Amar Lehen, he says, yes, Sha'ulola Olam. It's rent, it's borrowed, it's loaned out forever. Kol's Manchu Royal Malacha, so long as the utensil is worthy of work, it's worthwhile. The high Bituvo Mashmai Kol's Manchu Tuvo. Bituvo means so long as it's in workable condition. At Filu Mach Zero, even if the borrower returns it, he can go and grab it and use it again. It's a perpetual loan. Okay? Shol Adam Metuvos. Tosfos brings down, Rashi Tosfos brings down, Shol Adam Metuvos, small Tosfos. Be'aruch be'erech sholel mefarish betuvo betovo. Shemasik ha'shol l'mashol yochel ha'shol ha'shamas l'olam b'kelem. It's basically, I did you a lot of favors, so therefore you're going to do me a favor and give this back to me. And the Chiddush is, it's not a socher, it's a shol, the Ritva says. We'll go with Shitas. Yeah, he can never return. The mashio can't be chosen from the deal, right? So long. I don't know what the point is. It's an indefinite. Yeah, you can always borrow it. That's, he uses this lashon. He tricks him with this language. Betuvo. He says the lashon. Rashi says, Hashalini betuvo, but Amar Lehein. Should have said no, I guess. Not betuvo. Should have said just for 10 days. He says betuvo. So Amar Rav Nachman, Shol Adam betuvo l'olam. Amar Rav Mari Breid de Bashmuel. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, again, we always come up this a few times. The daughter of Shmuel was someone who was taken captive, and then her captor converted, and then they got married. The point being that the children are still. She was believed that he never did anything to her while they were captive, when she was captive, and therefore her children are still kosher. That's why they say Bashmuel, to show that she was kosher. But who de kaniminei? The only way you can do this, maybe this goes on to your question. The only way you can do this is only if the shoal does a kinyan with the mashiel to use it. In other words, he says betuvo, and then he does some sort of kinyan, whatever, a kinyan sudor or something. He does some sort of kinyan. But if he doesn't do the kinyan, then when he returns the item, then the mashal can keep it. Because, like I said, stam sheila is 30 days, not perpetual. So, Amar Rav Mari Bered Rav Ashi, Rav Mari says, Rav Ashi, umahardile kate. If he does borrow it forever, and then it breaks, it's no longer royal to be mishami, so he has to return the shvarim back to the owner. Because he only borrowed the kli lituvo, he didn't borrow the kli forever. He only borrowed the kli for when it's perpetual usage, only when you can use the kli. It's not perpetual usage for even the shards. The shards go back to the owner. I guess maybe it depends on the dinim of a shoal. I don't know. Does he have to pay for it? I don't think so. maybe say Mesam Acham Smolacha here. You know, maybe for the other instances. I mean, you would have thought since he has perpetual loan that even if it breaks, now I can continue using the shards. Kamash Milan, that you only have the perpetual usage for when it's a kli, not for when it's a shards. Right, because then it's a different kli. You have to give it back. So Amar Rava, Haiman, Amar Lecharve, Oshlan Mara. Right, let me borrow a hoe, I guess, Lemeprak Behar Pardes, in order that I can cultivate the Pardesa. This Pardesa. So Rafik Behu Pardesa, he can use it for this Pardes, for this orchard. He said Pardesa. If he says Pardesa, he didn't say Hai Pardesa, he just said Pardesa, then Rafik Behu Kol Pardesa the boy. Then he can use it for any Pardes that he wants. But if he says Pardesai, if he says my Pardesim, then Rafi Fa'azu Kol Pardesi the Islay. He can use it for any Pardes that he owns. Depends on the Lashon, it's all semantics. Right? Umahardele Kate, but the Shoah can return to the Mashiel. What's the Kate? In the pieces, right? Right, he has to return it. If it breaks, he has to return the pieces, like you said before. He can't fix it and take it back. He has to return it. Tosis just points out that we say here that if he say pardesai in plural, he can do it for any parties he wants. Tosis points out, but in Bava Basra and Samach Aleph, if you have a guy who says, I'll sell you Arasa, I'll sell you my fields, and we say the minimum amount of plural is two. So the plural usually should mean two. So does plural mean two, or does plural mean all in the world? So Tosos answers the difference between mecher and a loan, because by mecher you do ba'ayin ra'a. That's just a machlokus in the semantics, what that means. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Hai man de amar li l'chavri oshlan hai gargusa. A guy says, I'm going to borrow from you this water well. The nafla, and the be'er collapses in. Lo bonile. The shoel cannot build up the be'er, because he says specifically, this be'er. If I rebuild it, it's a different bear. I'm not borrowing that one. If he says, let me borrow gargusa, just stam a bear mayim, then nafla, and then the bear that he's using falls in, bonile. Then he can rebuild it, because he said, any bear, and I'm going to rebuild, I can use this bear again. If he says, be gargusa, let me borrow the space where I could dig a bear, the air, I think it is, Rashi says, Begargusa, Amalo Belashna is a Hashileni Begargusa, Hashileni Mukum Lichbo Bo Be'er Karmale. Lend me a place that I can dig a well. Right? Kari Ve'azil Kamar Garguse Be'are Adi Misramele. He can go and dig all over this place until he finds a suitable well. Even if he digs and he finds a little bit of a well here, he can still go and dig somewhere else to get a suitable well. Vitsarich Lemiknemine. But he has to be coined from the Mashio, the Schus, to use this Karka. Is that the Mashal just says, though, that Mashal just agrees, without the Kinyon, the Mashal can retract. I think that's what the halacha is here. Okay? Yeah, he's a loan of karka. Borrowing your field to dig. I don't know how does that work. There's no compensation for it. That's the difference. There's no compensation. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamaskir Bais L'Chavero. Okay, someone rents a house. I rent a house from you for 30 days. I'm doing construction. I have no air conditioning. I want to rent the house. So I rent the house from you for 30 days. Benafel, and the bais falls down. Construction shoddy, and where you're renting. Not the guy who's fixing the house. Where you're renting. And it falls down. The house falls down. Chayev L'Hami Lo Bais. I, the owner, have to give you rent for you another house. But I have to give you the same exact house that I gave you before. Hayakatan lo yasena gadol. If it was a small house, I give you a small house, not a big house. Gadol lo yasena katan. Big house you rented, I have to give you another big house. Hay echad lo yasena shnayim. A one room apartment, I shouldn't give you a 2 room apartment. Shnayim lo yasena echad. 2 room apartment, I can't give you 1 room apartment. Lo yitcho min achalonos. You have to give the exact amount of windows. Velo yosif aleim. Don't add. Elamidas shnayim, unless both of them agree. Comes up. I heard a shayla comes up. You have a Jewish owner of a hotel, and he says you have a room. The room is specifically going to be, you know, 2-bedroom suite looking, beach view. And he says, can he take it away from you and force you to move to another room with the same exact dimensions, the same exact view? Maybe according to the Mishnah, you can move from one to another. I mean, you can't take him out from a suite and move him to the 1-bedroom because that's what he rented. But maybe he can move you from the 3rd floor to the 4th floor to the 5th floor. I don't know, it's a shayla, but whether or not he's not upgrading. I gave you a 2-bed, they're all the same thing.
I didn't say the penthouse. I said third floor to the fourth floor. Right? For the penthouse, maybe you have more chalanos. Right? Maybe you have more windows. Exactly. So you can't move to the penthouse. But what's for the fourth floor or the fifth floor if it's the exact same room? And right across the street is blocked. Maybe you can. Okay. So hey chidami. What's the Gemara says? What's the case going on here? Ida amro le by ze. If the maskir says to the socher, I'm renting to you this house. So nothal, if it falls down, azule. If I say this house and the house falls down, you're out of luck. You don't get a new house. I said this house. Right? Ida amro by istam. If I said bias, amai lo yasen ashnayim. He said he could rent to you a house. He didn't specify what type of house. So what if it was one bedroom? Now you have a two bedroom one. Give me the two bedroom. So what if it was small? It was big. Now it's, I didn't promise you a particular house. I promised you a house. There's a lot to talk about this. So I'm going to just answer. We're just going to finish the Gemara. So Amar Reish Lakish, the Amar Lei Baish and Yimaski Lachon Midas Arko Kafikak. He said, no, I'm going to lend you a house with the following dimensions. What says Ihachi? If you specify the dimensions, Maila Meimer. What's the Chiddush? Only specified that those dimensions. Like, I can't give you a different house. So Eliki Asa Rabin, he said, Amar Reish Lakish to Amar Lei Bayis Kazeh Ani Maski Lecha. I didn't specify the dimensions. I pointed to the house. I said, this type of house I'm renting to you. Mar says, Akati, my Lamemra. So look at the size of the house. That's what I have to give back to you. So he says, Lo Tzricha, the Kaya Guda Dahara. We're talking about a house that's standing on the riverbank. It's beachfront property over here. Maru de Tema, and the guy points to us, a house like this I'm giving to you. So Ma de Tema, Yudah said, Mike, we're about to finish the parak. Ma de Tema, Mike Kazeh. What is it when he says Kazeh? The Kaya Guda Nahara. It's talking about, we'll learn like Rashi, it's talking about just the size of this house. And not where it is. Kamash Malan, that we're not only talking about Ma de Tema, you're talking about the location. Kamash Malan, we're even talking about the dimensions. When you point to beachfront property, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm only going to give you beachfront property. I'm going to give you a house that looks like this on the beachfront. So it's not only location, but it's even dimensions. That's the Kamash Malan according to Rashi. So, just Tosas the Rush in the Tshuva points out, it's also brought down the Torah in Choshen Mishpat Simen Shin Yud Beis Hipta Zayin, that we say that if the house falls down, he doesn't have to give him another house, right? If we say Bayis Zeh, he doesn't have to give him another house. So he says that's Dak if the house falls down, but if the house only falls into disrepair, then you have to fix it up. So basically, if the worse the destruction is, the better off for the maskir. Next question. Now the house falls down, right? I say to you, I'm renting to you this house. The house falls down, and I don't have to give you a new house. You still have to pay me the schiris. You still have to pay me the rental fee for the house. It's a machlokas we showed him. So the Ritva brings down the name of the Raw, that the house falls down, then the soaker loses the money, and he has to pay ad sofi me schiris. He has to pay for the whole rental period. Even though he didn't give him, you know, it fell down in month six, and it's a one year lease, he still has to pay it for the next 6 months. And the Ramban is cholik and says, no, the socher is only mafsid. The hefsid of the socher is that he can't live in the house. He doesn't lose money because he didn't use it. So Rav Chanan in the Kovetz Aris, it brings down what's the machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Ramban. The house falls down. No, by Zeh. I don't have to get you a new house. I say by Zeh. Ida amli by Zeh, nafal azuleh. That's it. I don't have to give you a new house. By Zeh. Right? He doesn't have to give another house. I said specifically this house. So does he have to pay him for the extra for the rest of the schiris period? Ra'ah says yes, the Ramban says no. So Rav Chanan says it's totally in the chakir of what is schiris. The schiris act as a kinyan, or the schiris act as a chus hishtamshus. Because the schiris is like a kinyan, so that means I purchased the house for this amount of time. So I purchased the house for this amount of time, just like, so I'm the owner for this amount of time. So the owner, it's on him the loss. So that's what the Ra'ah says, I still have to pay for the whole amount. But if you say, no, you're only paying for the zechus hishtamshus, for the right to live in the house, so only so long as I have that zechus do I have to pay for. Once I no longer have that zechus, the Ramban says, I don't have to pay for it anymore. So it's in the Kovus Ha'aras Simen Nun Gimel. It's paragraph Gimel. Okay. It's Rav HaChanan. It was like four of them. Always got something really nice to say. Okay. It depends, because it's not, because a rental turns into a purchase for a time period. I bought this house from you. Let's say I really bought a house from you, and a year later the house falls down. So too, I bought the house from you for a year. So who cares when it fell down? I bought the house. There was a set price for the purchase. I had to pay you the purchase price. Even if I didn't pay you yet, I still have to finish paying you the purchase price. I bought it for a year. Okay, Hajjan Alach HaShoel, Hajjan Alach HaShoel, Hajjan Alach HaShoel. Okay, and we start the second to last parak, the ninth parak. This parak basically talks mainly about, we've come across these ideas before, about Chachirus and Arisus, right? We said Arisus is, Arisus is a sharecropper, where I'm going to give you a percentage of the produce. But Chachirus is not exactly a sharecropper, so I'm going to give you a certain amount. Whether or not I produce that amount, and if I don't produce enough amount, I still have to get it for you. Aris is only a percentage of what I actually produce. Okay. All right. Well, you have to find a good. You have to make sure you have a good deal. You have to have a. I don't know, you have to have a moon in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You also have to have a moon in your skills. You also have to think that you're. It's an investment. Okay. Hamakabel. Moves pretty quickly. Hamakabel sadam chavero, someone who gets a field from his friend, either in arisus or chachirus. So makom shenol dixor, it's in a place where everyone does ktsira, right? Where you cut the tfua and you leave a little bit of the stubble left on the ground. Then yaksor, that's what you do. You just do ktsira. But it's a makom laakor. If it's a makom that even after you cut it, you uproot what's left, then yakor. Then you have to do that as well. You have to akor laakor shacharav. If the minhag makom is that you, after you do all the stuff, you plow it, you make it nice and smooth, yakros, you have to do it again, a kol minhag medina. Whatever the minhag medina is, Ramosha points out, the minhag doesn't necessarily only mean it's a minhag of what the Yisrael, based on halacha, based on din. Sometimes what the world does in business, what the world does, that's the minhag medina. That's also, and that has halachic ramifications as well. The minhag of the medina is to do business in this certain way. That's how you have to do it. The minhag of Medina is not to do business in an unethical way. The minhag of Medina is to do business in an ethical way. So no. Even if some people do it inappropriately, you still can't. What? I have the mic. I can editorialize as much as I want, right? Okay. Gemara says kashem shechokim b'tfua, just like the aris or the choker split up. Right, the deal is on the tfu, it's on the grain. Kachokim b'tevin b'kash, so too they split up the straw. Ukashem shechokim b'yayin, if they have a deal with the wine, kachokim b'zmoros. They so too ubikanim. They so too. They also split up the vines, and also the kanim are the things that keep up that hold up the vines. Right, Shlomo Zalman's work board about Inbei Geffen. Okay, so ushneim maspikin as hakanim, and both of them have to put in, I guess, to buy the new support rods. I think that's what it says. Okay. So Tana, we learned in our Brisa, same din. Makom shenol lixor in a rashi lakor. If we're dealing with a place that all you do is do ktsira, then in a rashi lakor, he's not allowed to do akira. He's not allowed to pull out the roots. Lakor, if the makom is to do akira, in a rashi lixor, he's not allowed to do ktsira only. Right? And ma'akmin zedzeh. And if one of them wants to do one way or the other way, the other guy can stop him from doing that. So lixor ain't a rashi. Now the Gemara explains. Lixor ain't a rashi. If the minig is only to be cut, sir, ain't a rashi l'akor. He can't uproot it. Why? Because hi Amar, the Balabayas can tell him, I only want you to do ktsira to the in and the tisman liyara, because I want that the tevin is going to stay on my field, so I don't have to fertilize it again. I have it already here. But hi Amar, and the Balabayas wants him to oker it, the guy could say back to him, no, lo matzina, I don't want to do that. It's hard. It's a hard work, and that's not the minig. I'm not going to do that. La'akor, if the minhag of Medina is the akor, ain't a rashi lixor. He can't just stop by ktsira, because hi amar, because the balabayas can say do what the minhag is. But ina the sinaki arai, I want a clean, nice slate to start with. But hi amar, I can say but ina tivna. The other guy can say if the balabayas wants him to do ktsira, he can't tell him. The artist can say no, I want to do the akira because I want to also split the straw. I get part of the straw. Okay, so shneim akmin zez elamli. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Shneya ma'akmin zedzeh. Why does the Braisa have to explain that? Right? If that's the minhag, that's what do you mean, the ma'akmin? That's what you have to do what the minhag is. So the Gemara says, my tam ka'amar. The Braisa is talking about, is giving a tam to the reason. My tam lixor eno rushar la'akor, lakor eno rushar lixor, mishun the Shneya ma'akmin zedzeh. The reason why you're not allowed to do it is because each one can be ma'akmin. Each one has a taina. Okay, so Muke Yosef asks, why does the Gemara have to give a reason for the minhag? Right? The reason why they can be ma'akib is because this one can say this one can say this is the deal. This is the minhag of Medina. Why do you have to give the reasons for it? So I think we also leaves it with the tzarich iyun. But the Tosas Yontov says, maybe this is another editorial. The Tosas Yontov says that when there's a minhag, you can't just stop and have a minhag. It usually has to be a reason. The minhag has to make sense. If the minhag doesn't make sense, it's not a minhag. It's shtus.
So most of the times we say kol kaminig medina, it's clear in the Gemara what the reason is. Here the Braisa was afraid that the reason wasn't clear, so the Braisa had to explain. But without a reason for a minug, it's nothing. Is that editorial number two? That comes straight from Tosfos Yontif, so that's not me. Okay. Mishnah continues. In a makom where it was lacharosh, right? Lacharosh acharav, yachrosh. If you'd be plowing afterwards, you have to plow. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's pasha, why have you tell me? If your minug is the chorish, why have you tell me? So lo tzvicha, ba'aslo de lo minakshe. We're talking about a place where the people didn't typically weed, pull out the stuff. But Azal Il Benachish, and this guy went ahead and he pulled out everything. So Ma Detema, you would think to say, the Amalei, he could say to the owner, Haydi Akisha, Daitu Lo Karivnale. The reason why I weeded it was on the Das, I wouldn't have to go back and plow it afterwards. I already weeded it out. So Kamashlandi, Barley Lefushile. If that's the deal you wanted to make, you should have explicated it. Hakol Kaminaga Medea. So every time we say Minaga Medea, the Hakol, what does Hakol come to include? Hakol Lasuye Mai, what does Hakol come to include? Latuye Haydi Son of Rabbanan, that which is coming to us in a price. Makom Shenogu Lahaskir. Ilonos al gabe karka. There's a place, in a place where they also used to, not only the fields, but also the trees were included. So maskirin. So then it automatically that goes into the deal. Makum she'ein nogu laskir, ein maskirin. It only depends on the minog, whether or not the trees and the fruits of the tree are part, because usually the fruits of the tree don't have to work. The artists get a portion of that as well. That depends on the minog. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second, makum she'nogu lahaskir maskirin pshita. If the makum is, if it's minog medina, it's minog medina. She goes, no, lo tzricha, we're dealing with the case as following. The kule alma yahadi betilsa. Really, the regular deal is that the aris takes 2/3 and the owner takes 1/3. But what happened here, ba'azl iyu b'yab v'riva. The Baal HaSadah said, you know what, I'll only take 1/4 and you take 75%. So ma'adetema, maybe you would think that the reason why he's purposely losing out this amount to Amarlay, hi, the bachel left, the reason why I gave you more and I took less for myself, adaita de lo yehib nalach b'ilonos. It was a tree that you don't get from the trees. Kamash malan de barli lefushle. You got to write it in the contract, basically. You can't leave it for people to think about it. It has to be written in the contract. All right, the other way around. Makom shenagul. We're just going to ask the other way around. Makom shenagul shalola haskir in maskirin. So the Gemara says again, pshita. There's not lo tzrich. What's the case? The kulin yama mekabli reviyu. The talking about the case where the risim always take. The risim always give 1/4 to the owner. But azul iyo bekibla betilsa. And this aris took it and is giving 1/3 to the owner. So ma'ad tema armalei hide the tafi loch. The reason why I gave you extra is I dacted the yahavis libit elyonos on condition that you would give. I had das that you would give me from the trees. Hamash melandi barley lefushile. You should have explicated it. You can't leave it up. You can't leave it out there. You have to write it down in the contract. That's why you need lawyers, right? Or Bloomberg forms. Either way. Okay. So the Mishnah says kashem shecholkim betvua kacholkim betevin makash. Just like the produce, also with the straw and the tevin and kash. That's the difference. Both straw, right? What is just the difference? Tevin and kash.
Stubble.
That's what he says. You got it. Different types of straw. Okay. So Amar Rav Yosef says bevavol nahigu de lo yehiv netivin arisa in Babel. The minog would be to not give the aris a portion of the straw. Lamai napkamina, so why does he have to tell this to us? The ik inish de yahiv, because if there is a person above him who does give the aris, ayin yapuhu. He's just being going above and beyond, below gamina mine. And we don't learn from him, that's not the minog. Just to let you know, there are some people who give him the straw, but the minog above him is not to give the straw. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Okay, we're talking about here is. These are ways that they used to do to protect the field, right? So let's read and then we'll go to the Rashi. Amar Rav Yosef, Bukhra b'takta b'arkavasa b'karin d'chazir d'balavayis d'chizra gufei d'arisa. So look at Rashi. Bukhra b'tivta b'arkavasa b'karin d'chazir d'balavayis. Sivivos hasada osin choritz. Used to dig a hole. B'nosin upper al hametzer like b'yisivivosav. Used to put like some sort of, raise the dirt around it, using that dirt to make a border or make protection, right? U'la'achazman kishen nidosh. Choser who mosif alav upper shenis. Then it will get planned out, and you put more dirt on top of it. The chen shlishis. You do it 3 times. And the rishon is called the buchra. Asheni tipta, right? And the shlishis is called the arkavasa. That's the expense that belongs to the balabais. And also, kani de chazira. They used to put in these reeds. They used to put in reeds in order to fence around the field. Rashi says, kani de chazira, konim sheno atzim ba'aretz, la'arog behem kotzim. And then later they would intertwine thorns. Oh, Nisar and Sivos Asad, there were also other things. That's Balabais. That belongs to the Balabais. But Chizwa Gupe, the Kotzim itself, the thorns, the barbed wire itself that goes through, that's on the Aris. Called the Mil, so the Gemara says. Kol Iker Balma, everything that's me Iker Shmira Sasada, right? There is a basic Shmira, basic type of stuff. That's the Balabayas. But Nitirusa, you say anything above and beyond the Arisa, that's on the Aris. Okay? The Amar Rav Yosef says, Mara uzivila vidavla. So the hoe, the shovel, and the pail, the zarnuka, and some sort of a bottle, I guess. A leather bottle? Some sort of bottle. I guess you use that to put water, to carry the water in there. Right? All those, the purchase price for all that, that's the balabais. The balabais has to provide that. But arisa alibe yore. But it's on the aris to deal the irrigation ditches, to draw the water from one place to another, that the aris has to do. I think it's basically, the distinction may be what deals with the actual field is the aris, and the preparatory stages is on the balabais. Okay. Kishem shechokim b'yayin, just like they split with the wine, ka chokim b'zmoros u'b'kanim. So too, they split with the vines and the things, the kanim, the rods that they support the vines. Right, so kanim maya b'dit tayu, right? Oh, I asked the question. What do they use these kanim in the vineyard for? So amr debay rav yonai, kanim hamuchlokim, these thin sticks, shabahen ma'amidim es ha'gafanim. And with those, they hold up the gafanim. I'll say the fort. Fort is the wedding fort. You keep it in the back pocket. It says, "Inve Geffen, Vive Geffen, Dover Novus Kamel." That's what we say to the Chos of the Kala. So Rabbi Raza was quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. What are you blessing Inve Geffen? So he says that the Geffen is the only plant. It's beautiful. It sets forth beautiful fruit, but it's the only thing that can't support itself. You always have to something else. They have to have these kanim, these reeds to support it. So the Chos of the Kala, they should have a wonderful life and everything like that, but they always have to know that there's always something that supports them. They have to have before and have to have the parents and the grandparents. And adding the Torah, living the life of Torah, they're not on their own. They're in the Agafa, and they have to be supported. They have to know that they're supported by other people. And then you can send your kids to Kol and learn whatever. It's not like that. So that's just a little board for Shavuot Brachos. You don't like it? Why? Support. It's not. I'm not saying it's my. What? Not financial support, emotional support, your background. They don't live in a background. In order for them to survive, there have to have been some sort of support system that they had. And going forward, they also have to have a support system. They're not on their own. I think going forward, the support systems is each other, the Torah, their parents to help to be there. They learn from their parents. Yeah, you can misinterpret it that way as well. That's what I said. Do they? I don't know the Metzius. Okay, let's finish up till the Mishnah. Maybe go further. Ushneihem, the Aris and the Balabayas, Misapkin es hakanim. They have to both buy the new reeds. So Lamali, why do I need this? The Gemara says, my time ka amar. The Mishnah is talking about giving a reason. My time shneim chokim ekanim. Why do they split the kanim? Mishum the shneim masapkin es hakanim. Because both of them to buy it, so they split it. Should I do the Mishnah? No. All right, no problem. We'll stop here. Okay, have a good day.